Okay, our friends. What's that noise? What are
Must
you doing?
Want mine more wood for my house.
Must mine more wood? What do you mean? Hold on. What do you mean?
I'm building a house. I'm Steve.
Oh, from Minecraft?
Yeah.
Nice to meet you, Steve.
So, I need wood.
So
I can make a house.
If I may suggest, why don't I read you a story and then you can build your house?
Sure.
You think so?
Nice. One last piece of wood.
Okay. Friends.
There, I'm ready.
You never know who is going to randomly show up to have story time with Mommy. And today it's Steve from Minecraft. So, you know, I thought today's story might be really good for you because it has a creature in it that some people think of when they think of, like, the abominable snowman, right? He's a white, giant, furry creature. And we see him usually during the holidays, you know, in like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and other things like that. But he's actually, he has a name, and his name is Yeti.
The Yeti.
Mm-hmm. And so we're going to read a story about him. It's called The Power of Yeti. It was by Rebecca Van Slyke and G. Brian Karras. And it's read today by Mommy and
Steve.
That's right.
I already said I'm Steve.
You did. Are you ready for your story? Okay, the first thing we do is we see a little boy, and he says, I have a lot of friends. Some are bigger and stronger and faster. They make the ball go through the hoop. They score the goals in soccer. They read the biggest books. They can even count backward from 100. And then we can see the kid who does it. 199, 98, 97, 96, 95, 94, 93, 92, and on and on and on, all the way down to zero. Me, I try to keep up with my friends, and this is what happens. Oh no, my shoelace. Ugh, I try to remember how to tie it. Make a loop, make another loop. What comes next? I can't do this. I yell, and suddenly, a very tall, very hairy creature steps out from behind a tree. He holds out his hairy hand for me to shake.
Greetings, small-footed human. I am a Yeti.
A what? I ask.
A Yeti.
He says,
maybe you know some of my relatives. Bigfoot, Sasquatch, the abominable snow monster.
Whoa, they're all related? Wow, I say, look at them. Look at those feet, those muscles. I wish I was like that. And in the picture, we can see how big and strong they are, right? Mm-hmm.
Not to brag, but I am the most powerful.
He leans down and whispers.
And you, and I can share my power with you too. I call it the power of Yeti.
I could be that strong? I ask. How? How could he be that strong?
Just use my name whenever you're having trouble. Just use my name whenever there's something you are having trouble with.
Like tying my shoes?
Yep,
says Yeti.
Instead of, I can't tie my shoes, try saying, I can't tie my shoes yet. See the difference?
And I look down at my floppy shoelaces. Not really, I say.
But it's true. You're definitely gonna know how to tie your shoelaces someday. So, how about counting backward from 100?
Ha! That's a thing. Well, kind of, but I can't. I really want to score a goal.
Try saying, I can't make the goal yet.
How would that help? I ask.
Well, you know, some things take practice.
Yeti says.
Hey, Bigfoot, pass me the ball.
And Bigfoot kicks the ball my way, and before you know it, I'm kicking around with these giants, and guess what? I score a goal. I think I'm starting to see. Scoring a goal's good, I say, but I still can't reach the hoop.
Well, you're gonna grow, you know. See my buddy, the abominable snow monster? He used to be your size, and look at him now.
Wow. So, I should say, I can't reach it yet, E.
You've got it,
says Yeti.
Whenever you're worried, you can use the power of Yeti. Like I did when I was trying to learn to ride a bike,
says Bigfoot. Like I did when I was learning ballet, Sasquatch adds.
And like I did when I was learning to jump rope,
the abominable snow monster says. And we can see all three of them doing just those things. I'm pretty sure that watching Sasquatch do ballet is my favorite and funniest thing. I'm not good at this. Yeti! We all shout.
You've got it.
Yeti holds up his hand for a high five, and I jump for it, but miss. I'm not tall enough, Yeti. I look down at my shoe. I don't know how, Yeti, I say.
Okay, we can work on that with you.
And so he shows me how to make the loops and then to pull the laces tight. And I take it slow and I practice a few times. And guess what? I tie it. I did it. And all of his, the Abominable and Sasquatch and Bigfoot and the Yeti are all going, Yeti, Yeti, Yeti. And even they are proud of him for having figured it out. And they're also trying to count down from 100 backwards.
99, 98, 97, 96.
It's hard to do, isn't it? It's hard to count up to 100, let alone down from 100 backwards. Good grief, that's quite the challenge. But the fun thing is that it can be done, can't it?
Mm-hmm.
Just have to use that yet-y thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that, Steve, and my friends.
And that what?
Steve. And my friends is?
The end. Now I'm going to get some more wood.
Off you go.